Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hi, I'm Rose, a lay counselor from the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. How can I help you today?
Hi, Rose. I don't know if you can help me. I just don't feel myself today.
Okay, tell me, why is that?
Well, you see, I just got this new job and I've been trying to get it for a really long time. But now I've just started to feel like I don't think I should feel the way I'm feeling.
Okay, and I hear you. And it sounds like you have a lot of expectations about how you should be feeling. So tell me, how do you think you should feel?
Well, happy, proud, but definitely not like this. Not how I'm currently feeling.
Okay, and how are you currently feeling at the moment? How do you feel now?
Just really low and down, and I don't have any energy. All I want to do is sleep. At work, I just stare at the screen. I even put my head on the desk and try to close my eyes yesterday.
That sounds extremely difficult. Do you enjoy your job since you started?
I thought I would. I used to be so passionate about what I did. I thought I'd be able to turn it around, get the energy back, but it's just not happening. I didn't go to work today either.
Okay. All right. And tell me about specifically today, since you didn't go to work. How do you feel about the day that you just had?
Well, it hasn't really helped, like I thought it would, because now I feel bad about myself. And at least when I'm at work, I'm distracted and I'm busy with things. But now I just can't escape my thoughts. That's why I called.
And I'm glad that you took this step to call, because it sounds like you are really having quite a hard time right now. And I can hear that you have been trying to cope on your own a little bit, but you've just been struggling to manage how you've been feeling. What have you been doing at home today? What was your schedule and routine like today?
Nothing. I've literally been sitting in bed and I don't even feel like eating.
That's very difficult to feel like the way that you've been feeling, especially not wanting to even get out of bed.
It feels like I'm stuck in a hole and I just can't get out. I don't know how to describe it. I don't want to see my friends. They've all messaged me. And it feels like too much effort to reply.
And tell me, besides myself, have you spoken to anyone about how you've been feeling today?
No. And I don't want to speak to my parents. They sacrificed so much for me to study and they're so proud of me. And I don't want them to think that I'm ungrateful. And when I try to speak to my one friend, she just said, like, why am I complaining? Other people's lives are so much harder than mine. She just, like, doesn't get it.
Okay. And it's very difficult hearing about how other people's challenges might be worse according to that person than yours. It can even feel quite dismissing of your own emotions at that point in time. And I can imagine that it can make you feel quite worse.
Yeah, it did. That's completely right. I don't know why I can't stop feeling like this. And I wish I could, but I just can't feel happy. I don't know how to feel happy.
Well, I am so grateful that even after the experience that you did, you felt so brave and the strength to actually call us and share your experiences again with me. And feeling low, like the way that you've been feeling, it must be quite difficult. The symptoms that you described to me, they really sound very closely related to depression. But you would need to see a professional to get a full assessment.
Rose, what is depression and what do I do about it?
Well, depression is a very, very common mental health condition. It's when difficult thoughts and feelings like sadness, hopelessness, and emptiness get in the way of your daily function.
Yeah, that's definitely happening. So what do I do?
Let's maybe start by putting a few things in place in order to help you cope with your difficult emotions right now. Then I can give you a few options for where you can seek professional support, and then we can take it from there. How does that sound?
I mean, okay. Yeah, it sounds good.
All right, perfect. And I want to encourage you to reach out to someone around you, someone in your life at the moment, because it's very important for us to connect with our loved ones.
I mean, I definitely want to take a step forward and I don't want to keep feeling this way, but I'm really not sure about reaching out to people around me. That would be really difficult.
Okay, and tell me more about that. Why is that? Why do you not feel comfortable reaching out to people?
Well, it really didn't go well with my friend. And the times I have spoken to my mom, she'll always just say, oh, come on, be positive. and also doesn't really get it.
Okay, and tell me more about that. How did that make you feel?
Like there was something wrong with me, even more wrong with me that I can't just be positive.
Okay, and I hear you, and that doesn't sound very helpful at all. And it must be very hard to hear that from your loved one. But you shouldn't try to deal with this by yourself. And it's okay for you to ask for help. And tell me, is there someone in your life right now who maybe made you feel heard and supported and safe in the past?
Yeah, my dad. I used to tell my dad everything, but that was a long time ago. I was a lot younger.
Okay, and I'm glad that you were able to identify someone. So tell me more about your dad.
He's always been a good listener. When I was at school, when he would get back from work, he would always come straight to my room to hear about my day. You know, we could always tell when things were not okay. But since I started working, we don't spend as much time together. I still thought he would notice that something was wrong, but he hasn't.
Okay. And I can hear even now that there is a deep longing that you have for specifically how things were between you and your dad when you were younger. It sounds like you really miss those times. And sometimes we think that people that we love can really read our thoughts, but unless we are saying it out loud to say that this is how I'm feeling, they might not be able to help us. Do you think maybe you can try talking to your father about this?
I mean, I could. But, like, what would I say? Where do I start? You know, like, I don't even really understand what's happening. I don't know how I would explain it to somebody else.
Okay, and I hear you. So maybe just like we started this conversation, you can start exactly where you started with me. Talk about how your emotions are currently impacting your life and what you are feeling and that you need to be supported by him.
Yeah, I mean, I could do that.
Okay, that's perfect. And in terms of maybe getting support from a professional, do you know if your work has an employee assistance program, like through HR?
They do, but I'm a little worried to go and see them because people at work will know that something's wrong. And remember, I'm the new person. Yes. They might think I'm a bit weird.
And I hear you. And it is quite challenging to seek for support, especially if we are concerned about confidentiality. But I assure you that these programs are completely, completely confidential. And it's a really great way to get support. Often they can link you to psychologists or refer you to other free of charge support that you can access as a result of the employee assistance program. Do you think maybe you might be willing to reach out to them for support?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, that's a good starting point. There are many other things to do to cope, like exercising or having a routine, getting enough sleep and getting the right treatment. But when we are feeling depressed, even the smallest, most simple task can feel very huge and overwhelming. So we need to take a break and sort of break everything down into smaller steps that we can take one step at a time.
I mean, I can barely get myself out of bed. I don't know if I could do any of those things.
That is okay. And it's normal to struggle to get out of bed when you are feeling depressed. What do you think? Maybe we can try by taking a step like brushing your teeth, making your bed, and things like that. What do you think that can be one of the small steps that you can try that you're open to trying?
I mean, I could maybe start by getting out of bed.
Okay, so maybe let's start there. And then we can, from getting out of bed, we can look at some of the bigger tasks that you want to achieve for the day, but we can start small and then we can break it down that way. So I just want to hear you actually putting your feet on the floor. So let's start there.
Okay, I've done it. My feet are on the floor and I'm out of bed.
That's perfect. And well done. And maybe now we can take a look at the next step that we can take together. How do you feel about that?
I'd like that, to take a step forward.
What you just heard was someone calling in who was struggling with what could be depression. I am Rose, a lay counselor with the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, a call-in mental health helpline. We all have moments of sadness or feeling low, But depression is when feelings of sadness and hopelessness get in the way of your daily life. You may feel a sad and empty feeling that won't go away and want to sleep for hours. A person struggling with depression may struggle doing day-to-day tasks that you would have previously done easily. Things like doing your bed, bathing, concentrating at work. It can also affect your eating, sleeping, and thinking patterns too. Depression is an extremely common mental health condition, which can be treated with medication, therapy, support, and self-care. It will help to create a routine. Make sure you exercise, eat healthily, get enough sleep, and spend time with friends and family on a regular basis. What we heard in this call is that how we respond to someone when they share their experiences with us can have a big impact on their mental health. It takes a lot of strength to manage it. But remember, you or someone you care about can learn to manage depression with the right help. Being depressed isn't your fault, and it doesn't mean that you're weak or should feel ashamed. But the first step is reaching out for help, and there is help out there. Talk to someone, a healthcare professional or an employee assistance practitioner. If you have one at your work, talk to a counselor at your clinic or call a mental health helpline.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.